to decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known.
I love the Chili's, man. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. Broadcasting to you all around the world on the Sirius XM channel 92, the Sports Zone, and on the Sports Byline Radio Network. This is your Saturday night host, Johnny Marino. Hey, folks, how's it going? This hour we're talking about the NFL because there's actually, another great thing this hour. Chris and Jerry could very well be stopping by. Exciting stuff. But until then, really quick, I want to talk about the NFL. This Harbaugh trade nonsense, which just pissed me off beyond belief. That was the stupidest article I've ever seen in my entire life. So I'll talk about that. Talk about the combine, I guess. Why? I'll give you my thoughts on why I think it's interesting, I guess. And we'll talk a little about some of the guys who did very well today, some of the offensive tackles. I mean, you look at some of these guys are not like, they might be a little chubby, but they're huge and they're fast and they're really, really, really good. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about what I feel about the quarterback class, about this NFL draft, and also I'll talk about my draft order and what I would expect for this year's draft, which is probably what we've seen a lot of. But maybe not. I have a feeling that the quarterbacks this year, I feel the run on them is not going to come when people expect, although a lot of teams do need them. Again, this is Johnny Marino here, folks. We're going to be talking football here because, that's my expertise and that's what I know the most about. And I'll also give you the draft order. A lot of people don't know what the first round order is, and it's actually pretty funny because we got to laugh at the Washington Redskins for making that stupid trade. Because let's face it, They can't get better without first round draft picks, and with the salary cap problems they've had, it's been bad news for the Skins. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about all sorts of stuff here on taking your calls at 1-800-878-7529 here on Sports Overnight America.
When to descend to a man for a friend, all the channels that have broken down. Now you bring it up, I'm gonna ring it up just to hear you sing it out. Step from the road to the sea to the sky.
Tune in and hang on tight as Fish Talk Radio takes you on a fishing adventure. We'll take you places you have only yet desired and the familiar favorites with live on-the-water insider tips. Join the party for a blue water, white water, and calm water adventure. Check out fish tips and trips online at fishtalkradio.com. Tune in for the all-natural attitude adjustment. Listen Saturdays at noon Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Network.
This is Jerry Burke, and I'm here to talk about LiverGuard, livergard.com. Now, if you're anything like me, and in many ways I really hope you're not, you tend to overdo it. For example, if you consider caffeine, nicotine, preservatives, alcohol, if you consider those your four basic food groups, you need to take LiverGuard. Go to livergard.com. You type in the coupon code, the word GREAT. You're going to get a great deal. Fantastic how that works out, isn't it? Livergard.com. They'll ship anywhere, and this stuff actually helps prevent the alcohol hangover. Thank God. If you drink coffee, you smoke cigarettes, you tend to imbibe a little bit too much, you need to take care of your liver. That's where you need to go to LiverGuard. Livergard.com. Once again, type in the coupon code the word GREAT. You're going to get a great deal. They'll ship it anywhere on the planet. This stuff helps prevent the alcohol hangover. If it weren't for LiverGuard, trust me, I would have been singing with the choir Invisible years ago. Make sure you check them out. Go to livergard.com.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is to kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Oh. Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Mr. Treehorn treats objects like women, man.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind.
Little Big Lebowski here on Saturday night.
I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
And we're back with Sports Overnight America, folks. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole, and then I followed it in.
One of my favorite songs in that whole movie. There's some actually that movie has some really good music. Actually, the Big Lebowski, but that is one of my favorite songs. When he's tripping after he drinks his White Russian, and he's tripping on who knows what. He's running around Orange County. One of the funniest things I've ever seen. Also, the best part of that entire movie, when the police pull him over and his only form of identification is a Ralph's card. Real quick, I want to talk about the NFL news, because this Jim Harbaugh stuff just made me laugh. I mean, it was possibly one of the stupidest articles I've ever seen, probably because it probably was not – I mean, there was some truth to it. I honestly, the truth I see is that Cleveland probably did go after Harbaugh, and they should. Because I could understand why. They're in trouble. They need to do something to get the fans excited. And Patino is, I mean, he's not that sort of guy. Jim Harbaugh is. You know, that's a big name. What he's done with the 49ers the past 3 years. I don't blame Cleveland for doing that. I'm surprised more teams don't try and do it, because you know, John Gruden was traded. You know, a few coaches have been traded. It can happen, and I'm surprised it doesn't happen as often. But the absurdity that the 49ers would trade Jim Harbaugh when he still – and look, this team is on the cusp of Super Bowl. They need to get it done. And I think it's – the tensions have been a little high as far as with Bulky and with Jed York, because I guess I've heard rumbles out of Niners camp. They keep things relatively quiet. They do a very good job about, you know, not rocking the cradle, as it were. Not my best euphemism or whatever, but still. They do a good job of keeping things quiet. And I know Jim Harbaugh has the whole locker room loves Jim. And they first of all, they wouldn't trade him just because of that. That would not go over well between the brass and the players. They all love Jim. They make that very clear. Then they've adopted his sort of personality. I think Jed York is doing what maybe he said, we might trade you just to be like Eddie, be like his uncle, because a lot of people don't realize that Eddie DeBartolo was probably fired just like Branch Rickey was 7 or 8 times from the 49ers and Rickey for the Yankees. But still, no, I'm sorry, not Branch Rickey. I'm sorry. The coach during the 70s with Reggie Jackson. I can't remember. Billy Martin. That's it. Billy Martin was fired by George Steinbrenner. And I could see that happening. I could. Now, there have been talks, I guess, that Harbaugh wants more power. I don't know. This is more of a media thing. The 49ers don't fan the flames. That's not their thing. And you know, maybe Jim Harbaugh does leave in 5 years. I honestly felt Jim Harbaugh wasn't going anywhere because he lived in Palo Alto. He went to the 49ers, didn't have to move, which is, you know, if you ever moved before, you know it's very costly and timey. It's time-consuming, and it's rough to move across the country to, say, Miami, where he was very coveted. that was not the right job. He took the, also, when he took that job, he took the best roster in mind as well, which was the 49ers. Without question, they were the best roster at that time as far as free agency goes. But why would – I understand that the Harbaughs are from Cleveland, but why would he want to go to the Browns? The Browns are more than just a quarterback away. Then they have a great player in Josh Gordon, but I don't know. I feel like that was a bad – that's a bad kind of place for him to go. Now, the Browns do have two first-round picks in this coming draft. They have one in the back end of the draft. They only have one. They have two. They have one at 26 and one at 4. So maybe that's why Harbaugh can kind of really – to solidify what he would want to do there. So, and if you don't know Jim, with Jim Harbaugh's philosophy, he loves to accumulate draft picks. And I think the biggest problem with the Niners is that him and Balky don't see eye to eye on every draft pick. Some of the guys, I think Balky wants to draft guys that are more NFL ready, and Harbaugh likes to tank Carradines and the Marcus Lattimores that aren't ready this year, but they will be next year. And Carradine, they've already out of Niners camp, they've said that Carradine is going to be a major factor coming into next year's team along the 3-4 defense. I have 1-800-878-7529. Pete, I'm going to get to you in a little bit. I want to talk a little bit more about this. Really about the media's role in this, because they fanned the flames, and a lot. I guess maybe the Niners had talks, but seriously, you really think they're going to trade Jim Harbaugh? No, I know people say, yeah, well, John Gruden got traded, like I said earlier. But different scenario was with Al Davis and the back end of Al Davis' life, which maybe he wasn't thinking clearly. Obviously, the Raiders show that the past 10 years before he died. Not saying that Al didn't know what he was doing, but you can argue maybe he didn't know what he was doing. Maybe he was a little bit lost, and they lose John Gruden, and there's just an open carousel at the coaching job. And the 49ers, you know, after Mariucci left, they had a carousel of coaches. Now, Mike Nolan was here for 3 years, and he did a pretty solid job. I felt that Mike Nolan and Scott McLuhan really built this team. Don't get a lot of credit for it. They drafted a lot of these all-pro players that have been on this team for a number of years. And then Balky comes in. In his first draft, he drafts Mikey Potty, Anthony Davis, and Navarro Bowman, who were excellent players. And then Harbaugh adds his at 2 cents. He really wanted a guy named Colin Kaepernick. He really wanted Marcus Lattimore. He really wanted Tank Carradine. I don't know what about AJ Jenkins, but they really some of these guys that Harbaugh's really had control over. Maybe he wants more control. Now I think the bigger issue is that will Harbaugh leave in 5 years? Yeah. Now I don't feel as comfortable with Harbaugh being the long-term coach of the 49ers. However, though, with the 49ers roster and with Balky, I feel that they'll get the right guy in here as a coach. And honestly, I don't question Jim as a motivator, but I do question the play calling sometimes because they have been so ultra-conservative through the past 3 years, and it's really hurt them. It really has. Now, I think this year the ultra-conservativeness comes from Colin Kaepernick's first full season. He made a lot of mistakes early, and there's no getting around it. He made a litany of mistakes early in the season. And he was, for lack of a better word, crucified for it. The national media went after young Colin Kaepernick. And, you know, I was part of it. Not saying I'm more of the national media, but they really went after him. And overall, I feel like Colin this next coming year is going to play a lot better. And I hope, but he's got to be a little more clutch. But again, why would anyone want to go to the Niners? San Francisco versus Cleveland. Have you ever been to San Francisco? And have you ever been to Cleveland? I wouldn't want to leave anytime soon either. I'd say again, being from the Bay Area, I wouldn't go anywhere. We got an update coming at you in the next few minutes. We'll have an update. We'll talk more about the NFL draft, about some of the guys I really enjoyed watching today, because I watched the highlights for about an hour. I didn't sit there and watch the combine. I'm not a scout, for God's sake. Nor do I really want to be. That's a tough job. Believe me. I've talked to a few guys who have been in NFL scouting rooms, and man, it is not a fun job. So we'll come back, talk about the combine a little bit. Talk a little bit more. And yes, there, Chris and Jerry Burke will be stopping by tonight to argue and yell at each other and to what they do best. So come back. We'll have an update for you here on Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone.
I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
I don't get this song, but it's still pretty good. So coming back with an update here on Sports Overnight America.
See what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh
yeah. Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturing. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I'm a scholar. I enjoy scholarly pursuits.
Suddenly playing with yourself is a scholarly pursuit.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
Great Johnny Cash song. will stand up. And we're back with Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. We have an update coming at you. This update is brought to you by LiverGuard Kids. Go to livergard.com. You type in the coupon code and you get the word great. And you're going to get a great deal. This stuff actually prevents against the alcohol hangover. Check it out at livergard.com. And this headset cord is driving me crazy. God, stay in one spot. Whatever. No one sees my nonsense. We're going to have Jerry Burke and Chris coming up just a little bit, so get excited, folks. Really quick, in the NBA, Charlotte beat Memphis 92-89. Washington beat New Orleans 94-93. Atlanta beat New York 107-98. Dallas beat Detroit 113-102. Indiana, they beat Milwaukee 110-100. Minnesota beat Utah 121-104. Sacramento beat Boston 105-98. And Golden State beat Brooklyn 93-86. In Olympic hockey, Finland picked up the bronze by beating Team USA 5-0. And God, to my shame, I'm so upset about that. But Canada and Sweden will play in the gold medal match in just a few hours, actually, depending on which part of the earth you're spinning on. I'm picking Canada. Yeah, I'm picking Canada. Actually, you know, last time in 06, Sweden won, so. Maybe the Swedes. I think the Swedes have the better. I don't know. Canada right now, they're not giving up goals. Those six D-men, they have eight. But those D-men are just, they're unreal. They don't give you any room to work with, so. I like Canada's chances tomorrow to win the gold medal in hockey. What else is new there? In college hoops, Duke beats number one Syracuse 66-60. I'm picking Duke to go all the way. I feel like they're going to win the tournament this year. Florida beat Ole Miss 75-71. Wichita State beat Drake in a blowout 83-54. Wichita State is now 29-0. Arizona beat Colorado 88-61. New Mexico upstate San Diego State 54. Louisville upset Cincinnati 58-57. Kansas beat Texas big 85-54. Yikes. Villanova beat St. John's in a nail biter 57-54. St. Louis beat George Washington 66-59. Virginia beat Notre Dame 70-49. Wisconsin. Oh man, this button will click. Wisconsin. They beat Iowa 79-74. Iowa State 71-60. Kentucky beat LSU 77-76. Memphis in overtime beat Temple 82-79. Sanford beat UCLA 83-74. Ohio State beat Minnesota 64-46. And then Gonzaga and San Diego State will be coming up in just 1 second when the computer will finally load here. Because this game went very late into the night. Well, anyway, in any case, I'll find the score later. This update was brought to you by LiverGuard Kids. Drink coffee, smoke cigarettes, tend to imbibe. Check them out at livergard.com. More of Sports Overnight America. And Pete, hold on 1 second. I want to talk about this stuff real quick. I'll get to your call a little bit later in the evening. Really quick, though, I want to talk about the Combine. The Combine's been it's kind of become the – I don't know. There's not really a good way to say this, but it's the one off-season event that really people pay attention to. The Combine is very well publicized, and a lot of guys – and it really does impact a lot of guys' futures. And people say it's just, just sort of an assurance of where you are. And at the same time, I understand, why someone would say, the combine is not a big deal. Look at Tom Brady, who had possibly the worst combine in the history of the combine. And, we all know what Tom did with his career. But I feel like the combine now is getting more statistical, and it's doing a very good job of weeding out the top players. And today in particular, if you watch those offensive linemen run, these dudes are fast. They ain't trucks anymore. These guys can flat out fly. And I enjoyed immensely watching these guys play. In particular, a few of these guys. Greg Robinson, the big monster from Auburn. This guy's going to go very high in the draft, probably in your top five. If you want to do a draft board and try and win some money, put your money on Greg Robinson going to St. Louis, because that is definitely the best pick there. Now, they may go defense, maybe wide receiver in that with that pick, depending on what they want. But getting an all-pro, getting a future Walter Jones is right up there. Also, Taylor Lumen from Michigan. He had a really good year this past year. People said that his draft stock fell. I watched quite a few of his games. Good ball player. He's going to go in the first round, I think, somewhere. Maybe the second round. And also Jake Matthews, the notorious Matthews family. We know about Clay. We know about Casey Matthews. Now Jake Matthews from Texas A&M, who's protecting Johnny Manziel this last season. He's going to be a first-round guy. Without a question. So really good day for those guys. And tomorrow on the combine, we got quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs, and a wide receiver heavy draft. Now Mike Mayock, he really knows his stuff. This is a guy who, if you want to talk to someone who knows the draft, Mike Mayock is one of the most informed people on the draft. He said this is the best wide receiver group he's ever seen. As far as depth, and it is a very deep wide receiver group. So pay attention. If I'm more than a casual football fan, you should pay attention to tomorrow. But what I like about the combine is that a lot of, you know, Johnny's not gonna, you know, we all know Johnny's not participating tomorrow, and honestly, I don't blame him. All the combine would probably do for him is hurt him. His pro days in a month, so he's got a lot more time to work out, get himself ready to be observed by all the coaches in the world. Be scrutinized. And a draft class that, you know, they've been talking about Teddy Bridgewater being number one guy, which I still feel he is. That guy can really throw the football. He wasn't watched a lot this year because Louisville lost a little bit early, prematurely in the season, so we didn't get to see him in a BCS bowl game. And then we saw Blake Bortles from Central Florida, who I feel he's a bit of a piece of project. He's a big body, but he's a project, and he's going to be talked about very heavily tomorrow. He's going to be participating in the combine. But the reason why I like this quarterback draft is not because of those three guys. I like the next three guys: Derek Carr, AJ McCarron, and David Fowles. I like Derek Carr because this guy's a gamer. He's a really good ball player, and I feel like some team in the back end of this draft is going to get a steal with Derek Carr. They really are going to get a hell of a player. Maybe in the late first round, maybe the second round, depending on – maybe there's a run on quarterbacks. We don't know. And I also like A.J. McCarron. I feel like in a few years, if A.J. kind of sat and watched for 2 years, he could very well be a very good quarterback in the National Football League. In my opinion, he's a consummate winner. He's a very good human being. He's going to work incredibly hard to keep his spot in the league. So overall, I like AJ McCarron. And David Fowles from San Jose State, my college, he's been one of the more under the radar guys. Didn't get a lot of talk about him because he goes to San Jose State. But he can really sling it, man. He's a good quarterback, and I think he's the third or second round grade at the moment. But I think that's going to change. He might get a late first round grade coming out as we get closer to the draft, which is still months. I get it. It's still months away. But still, I still enjoy talking about it because these teams, you know, they really do. This does impact and change franchises. It really does. And if you don't believe me, look at some of the teams over the past 2 years. How did they get better? They got better through the draft. That was their thing. They used the draft. The 49ers, the Seahawks. How have they been the top of the food chain the past few years? It's by using the draft. That has been their saving grace. It's been their way to get players. It gets them on the cheap. And in the salary cap age, you need to get players for cheaper and lower salaries. So overall, I mean, the draft is really the most important thing in football now, because we've seen free agency just offer nothing at times. And teams that draft well usually go from worst to first. And last year, let's look at the Chiefs. They get Eric Fisher. They get another nice Pro Bowl, a future Pro Bowl tackle to put at right tackle. He'll move to left tackle eventually whenever they lose Brandon Alberts. And this past year, they also get Alex Smith, which is really their second round pick. They go to the playoffs. You know, and also I feel Houston's a team that could very well turn it around this year. Maybe they get Jadeveon Clowney. Maybe they draft Johnny Manziel and be smart. Maybe they get Teddy Bridgewater. You know, they have a lot of ways to go with this pick. Overall, though, I'm excited for the draft, and I enjoy watching this stuff, and I'm sure a lot of you do, the rest of you do as well. 1-800-878-7529. We're going to come back with the great Chris Townsend and Jerry Burke. They're talking their nonsense. This is one of the funnier things. One of our greatest hits. I was told to play it. I laugh every time I hear this. Come back. Chris and Jerry are going to do a little battle royale here on Sports Overnight America.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
This is Jerry Burke, and I'm here to talk about LiverGuard, livergard.com. Now, if you're anything like me, and in many ways I really hope you're not, you tend to overdo it. For example, if you consider caffeine, nicotine, preservatives, alcohol, if you consider those your four basic food groups, you need to take LiverGuard. Go to livergard.com. You type in the coupon code, the word GREAT. You're going to get a great deal. Fantastic how that works out, isn't it? Livergard.com. They'll ship anywhere, and this stuff actually helps prevent the alcohol hangover. Thank God. If you drink coffee, you smoke cigarettes, you tend to imbibe a little bit too much, you need to take care of your liver. That's where you need to go to LiverGuard. Livergard.com. Once again, type in the coupon code the word GREAT. You're going to get a great deal. They'll ship it anywhere on the planet. This stuff helps prevent the alcohol hangover. If it weren't for LiverGuard, trust me, I would have been singing with the choir Invisible years ago. Make sure you check them out. Go to livergard.com.
Hey, developers, are your apps breaking? Users complaining? People freaking out? New Relic can help.
You can?
We can. New Relic is the easiest way for software developers to build faster, better performing web and mobile apps.
Is it complicated and pricey?
Nope. It only takes 5 minutes to get up and running. Start getting code-level visibility into users using your apps in real time. See bottlenecks, spot bugs, and fix problems fast before they ever affect the people using your app. Plus, New Relic is free.
I'm in love.
Go to newrelic.com/radio in the next 5 minutes, and we'll send you a free t-shirt and give you 30 days of New Relic Pro for free. That's newrelic.com/radio right now for the shirt and the pro monitoring tools. newrelic.com/radio.
You're listening to the Chris Townsend Show.
Who knows what will be peddled for truth on this network?
Uptown got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker. He a bull-shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't speed into the wind, you don't pull a mask off.
You know, if this comes out today, is it popular?
In circles, yeah.
But as big as it was in back then?
boy.
I think no way.
You know, here's the thing.
You got to be kind of pop, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how talented you are, as long as you got sizzling out.
You got to have sizzle on the steak. And it doesn't matter what genre either, by the way.
It doesn't matter how talented you are either.
No, there's got to use that. I mean, talent still wins out.
No. Okay, yeah, in the long run. Yes, in the long run. Do you think 30 years from now we're going to be hearing from Pink or Lady Gaga? I'm telling you right now, 30 years from now, people will still be buying this CD. Well, they won't have CDs then, obviously.
No, I think Lady Gaga will. Lady Gaga has talent, a lot of talent. She's a writer, Jerry. You know, she wrote for a lot of different people. Why are you hitting the microphone?
Hello, what happened? What did you do with Chris?
Hey, you got to read about her.
Mm-hmm.
She was writing for people before you. And listen, I'm not sitting around listening to Lady Gaga. But I've saw some stuff on her, and she's very talented. She's been a writer. She's been around a lot longer than you think.
All right, maybe.
She put together a full rock opera and went around the country. I mean,
that's original. Pete Townsend never did that. Roger
Waters
never did that.
Yeah, but she's writing it all herself.
Pete Townsend.
All herself.
Townsend wrote Tommy. He wrote Quadrophenia. Waters.
Yeah, but he was in a band. She's out there.
He wrote
it
all by himself.
She's front row. She's not sitting behind somebody else.
Are you trying to compare Lady Gaga to Pete Townsend? Are you really? I'm going to use your words.
No. Really? You're bringing up somebody from the 70s, and you're pissing on Lady Gaga. And I'm telling you, Lady Gaga has some serious talent.
Compared to Pete Townsend, did you really just do that? Please tell me you didn't do that. Because you made me speechless. I didn't think that was possible.
You really think she has no? Do you know anything about her?
I know she's not as talented as Pete Townsend.
I'll just say this: research it, go find out about her. Because I knew nothing about her either. I would be like, "Who the hell's Lady Gaga?" And then once you research it,
okay. And
you find out what she's about and what she has done. You'll have a newfound respect.
Okay, maybe.
But you're trying to compare someone who's been in the business. How old is he?
Townsend's been around since 64. So even Townsend's
okay.
Like 67.
And you're comparing to someone in their 20s.
But my point,
I'll just tell you this.
Chris, Townsend was
if
20.
You did comparable age.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Do you want to do comparable age?
If you compared him at the same ages.
Yes, I will do that.
She would dwarf him in cash and popularity.
Bulls! Chris, the man wrote Tommy when he was 23. Tommy!
She made $123 million last year.
I don't care if she made more money than
You don't know anything about her, and you don't respect her.
You know nothing about her. Wait, hold on. You're going to go on a national radio program, and you're going...
You don't know anything about her.
You're going to compare...
Go look. You don't know anything about her.
You're going to compare Lady Gaga to Pete Townsend? Are you high?
You don't know anything about her.
I don't have to. That's like, I don't have to, Chris.
No, that is so unfair. Then you know what? That is like in sports. So you're saying like a modern day athlete to now doing great things cannot live up to somebody who did stuff in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Chris, are you trying to tell, really? Now, look, just back up for a second. Try not to be.
You know nothing about her.
Okay, fair
she
enough.
She's got like over 1 million people following her on Twitter.
Chris, we're talking.
And you don't even know about so.
Chris,
you are a social media. You know nothing about it.
Chris.
You even on Twitter?
No.
You even understand Twitter?
I understand. I just don't like Twitter. No.
There comes a thing to where Lady Gaga in some areas is far more popular than Oprah.
Well, that's big.
You don't even know. You know nothing about that. I don't even
my
know why
point,
I'm defending
no,
this
no,
girl.
Here's my point.
I'm not a
no,
fan.
Chris.
I'm saying you know nothing about her. You tell me Pete Townsend is bigger than Oprah. Pete Townsend is a pimple on Oprah's ass.
Pete Townsend. And
Oprah? Oprah.
Commercially? Of course not. Of course Oprah's bigger. Of course she is.
Okay, now Lady Gaga in some forms of, like they do this stuff with PR and social media, she's bigger than Oprah.
Okay, fair
so
enough.
You're acting like she's nobody.
I'm speaking
you're out
of
your mind.
I'm speaking
just because he did.
I'm speaking out of pure.
No.
That
no.
guy wrote "Who's Next?" For Christ's sake.
That has a.
That's like arguably the greatest rock album ever done.
You are such a stoner music guy from the old days. Lady Gaga has a tremendous amount of talent and popularity, and you made her seem like just because Pete Townsend wrote Tommy. Hey, dude,
Chris,
I'm telling you right now, Lady Gaga dwarfs Oprah and stuff, and that will tell you how big she is right
fair
now.
Fair enough. But here's what I want you to do.
Comparable. I said comparable? I said comparable.
No.
Pete Townsend at 23 was what? Was what?
Was writing Tommy, and who's
so
next?
What, writing Tommy? What does that mean?
Tommy is the seminal...
Who knew who he was?
Everyone knew who Pete Townsend
was.
No. He was a headliner at Woodstock, for Christ's sake. The Isle of Wight Festival, Chris...
That is a drug infection. That is a drug concert.
Oh my God! I can't believe we're.
Wait. Okay, you're going to say right now, yes. A person who is as popular as she is on social media, which means every American and people around the world are all
purely on
in
talent.
Computers.
I'm talking purely on talent. Are you trying to tell?
No. We're not talking talent.
I am talking about talent.
Well, because that's all you got. Because you cannot talk popularity. You can't talk money.
Christ.
She dwarfs him at the same
Vanilla
age.
Vanilla Ice sold more albums than Traffic. For God's sake, you're going to tell me that Vanilla Ice is more talented?
I will
than
tell
Stevie
you
Winwood?
Right now, Lady Gaga at where she is,
and I'm the one who gets
and
called
Pete
flaky.
Townsend where he was, her career was further than his.
And you call me flaky. You want to? I tell you, next time you're in town, you and I are going to go down to the ship, or we'll go down to the Gold Dust or something like that. We will arbitrarily pick 10 people. You can even pick the 10 people. I don't care who they are. I don't care if it's the guy begging for quarters out in front of the building, for God's sake. We'll go up there, and you get up there and you say, listen, let me ask you something. Comparably speaking, who do you think is more talented, Pete Townsend or Lady Gaga?
But you're comparing a man who's in his 60s to a young girl.
He was in his teens and early 20s when he was writing some of the greatest rock songs ever written, Chris.
She's huge. You think she's some chump. You think she's some chump.
I'm not saying she's some chump. She's all over the damn BART stations with her posters and everything.
She thinks she's some chump.
You're trying to think she's bigger than The Who? Come on.
Whoa. We're not comparing The Who. We're trying to talk individuals.
All right, okay, you're trying to say she's bigger than Pete Townsend? As far as...
Pete Townsend, individually?
In music circles.
Oh, by far.
In music circles?
Pete Townsend... What has Pete Townsend done on Pete Townsend?
Hey... What are you talking about? He did White City. He did All the Best Cowboys Have Chinese Eyes. He did Empty Glass. He went up there and he did...
Pete Townsend toured on his name and made millions on his name. Not The Who, and not what he did with The Who. This chick's done it all on her own.
He made a bucket of money just on his name.
She was born in 86.
I was... God almighty, I was 21 years old.
And by the way, I think she made close to $200 million last year.
I don't care if she made $200 billion, Chris. Money's not important. It's not how much you... Wait, okay, so Jim Croce died broke. Are you trying to tell me that there are people... Oh man.
She did it on her own.
Oh,
you're talking about a guy that had to be in a band. She's done it on her own. Oh, what?
No, what?
No, that doesn't mean anything. Wait a minute. That doesn't mean anything. You need someone who wrote... She did songs for different groups, and then she went out on her own. On her own, she's not in a band. She's not in a band called The Who. It's her deal. She's the one.
The Who. If it weren't for Townsend, there is no. Okay, Chris, let me explain this to you.
No.
I'm gonna explain it to you.
Tiger Woods or Derek Jeter? Tiger Woods.
And you wonder why I drink on the air, people. You wonder why I do. All right, look. We got to go to a break right now.
You want to go sales? You want to go money earned? Where do you want to go? By the time they were the same age.
Okay.
It was her. She wasn't in a band. It was her.
The guy wrote Tommy. The guy wrote Who's Next. We're Quadrophenia.
Okay, what did she write? What did she write?
Exactly.
Oh, no, I can give you a ton. Her songs are number one all over. You don't know.
Okay, look.
You know nothing about
her. On the off chance that you and I are alive in 20 years.
She's 25 years old.
I'm saying on the off chance you and I are alive in 20 years, which is a really good chance there may not happen because you may kill me and then they're going to execute
you. You don't know anything about her.
But my point is...
No. Your point is you were just saying you were like an old man in baseball going, the players that come now will never be as good as the guys that I grew up and loved. You give youth no credit.
I give youth lots of credit.
You don't even know. Well, admit it. You know nothing about her.
I know she's not Pete Townsend.
Name me one of her songs.
You couldn't have done it unless you just Googled her. So that my point.
No, I actually saw with Podesta after the one. What fight we watched? We watched the Sugar Shane Mosley against Pacquiao fight. They had her thing on. It was fascinating.
What a disaster!
It was actually okay, maybe this woman is really talented. But you know what? You know nothing about her.
You're talking about arguably the greatest songwriter in the history of rock music.
Your generation, you're saying that no one will ever be as talented as those people that are near.
No,
there's nothing
no.
they can do.
I'm not saying nobody ever will, but I got news for you. It's been going on 45 years now, and still there's no one sniffing Townsend. There's no one sniffing Lennon and McCartney. There's no one even sniffing these people
yet.
Do
you even know who she is?
Does it? That my point is, if I she,
no, but, you have no point. Your point is, you're making whether I'm right or wrong. You're just saying the people that I love from when I was growing up, no one else can touch them.
Chris,
and I don't care if I know who they are.
There were horrible bands back in my day that
you
were very
don't
popular.
Know her body of work. So how is that a fair judgment if you can't even scout the body of work?
Okay, I'll scout the body of work, but I'm telling
you. No, you just admit it. You haven't.
I haven't.
You're making a judgment on a player you've never seen.
Exactly. But, again, okay, that's like getting up there saying, well, this guy's coming up. He's been in the league now for about 4 or 5 years. Boy, you know what? I think his work is comparable to Ted Williams. What, are you high?
Her sales.
Sales? So what?
Wait. That's fine. But how do you make how do you give an opinion on someone you've never even seen, you've never listened to? You don't. You live in a genre that's called classic. You don't even know. You've never even been around it. You don't even watch. You don't even. I mean, I don't even know if you have cable TV.
I have cable.
You have HBO? Her Monster Ball thing was the number one thing on HBO.
No,
but you'll say, I didn't watch it.
I have Encore. I prefer Encore.
You
I prefer the art channels.
You are making an assessment on someone you've never seen, and you know what? Shame on you for that. Whether you're right or wrong, the fact that you're saying that I am right, even though I haven't even seen this artist perform, shame on you.
Okay, that's fair. I'll look her up.
Oh, yeah, that is fair.
But I know I'll be right.
That is fair.
I know I'm going to be right.
You're making an opinion on something you've never seen, you don't even know. That is just so narrow-minded. You know what, Jerry?
What?
For such a free thinker, it really shows you're very narrow-minded.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
You're listening to the Chris Townsend Show, Sports Overnight America. I prove a point once again.
Yeah, that's
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending.
but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I don't have the milk of mother's kindness in me anymore.
Yeah. That udder's been dry for a while, though, hasn't it?
The great Janis Joplin. A little Summertime. I just love the guitar here. And we're back with Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. We do a quick little update here. This update is brought to you by LiverGuard, kids. Go to livergard.com. You type in the coupon code, and that would be the word great. And guess what? You're going to get a great deal. This stuff actually prevents against the alcohol hangover. Check them out at livergard.com. In the NBA, we'll start on the hardwood. I said hardwood. Charlotte beat Memphis 92-89. Washington beat New Orleans 94-93. Actually, a lot of close games in the NBA tonight for once. Go figure. Atlanta beat New York 107-98. Dallas beat Detroit 113-102. Indiana beat Milwaukee 110-100. Minnesota beat down on Utah 121-104. They got Kevin Love for now, but I don't think that's happening past this year. Sacramento, they beat Boston 105-98. Sacramento playing some pretty decent ball. Who knows? The Lakers might get them that first overall pick now because they've been playing awful, and Sacramento's been winning a few. And Golden State beat Brooklyn 93-86. In Olympic hockey, Finland beat the U.S. to pick up the bronze medal. USA does not medal. A national embarrassment in my eyes, but very few other people will see it that way. In college hoops, Duke, number 5, they beat Syracuse in a really well-fought, well-played ball game, 66-60. Florida beat Ole Miss 75-71. Wichita State beat Drake in a blowout, 83-54. Wichita State moves to 29-0. Arizona beat Colorado, 88-61. New Mexico upset San Diego State, 58-44. Louisville upset Cincinnati, 58-57. Kansas blew out Texas, 85-54. Villanova, they beat St. John's, 57-54. St. Louis beat George Washington, 66-59. Virginia beat Notre Dame, 70-49. Wisconsin, close game with Iowa, 79-74. They get the W. Iowa State, they beat TCU, 71-60. Kentucky, in a last-minute three-point ball, beat LSU, 77-76. And Temple, Jerry Burke, your boys lost in overtime to Memphis, 82-79. And then Stanford beats UCLA, 83-74. This update was brought to you by LiverGuard. Kids drink coffee, smoke cigarettes, tend to imbibe. Check them out at livergard.com. We got the news coming up next. Come back, and we'll talk about, we'll have a lot of fun here tonight. Got this show tuned up for quite some more time here on Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone. Nothing's going to harm you now. Na 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 na